It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Saw something last night that immediately made me say, Lonzo's going to love this. Lonzo's going to love this so much that I promise you, don't gut react. You got to hear the story. Lonzo, you are about to give massive props to a fan of Pennsylvania State University. Let me tell you why. This popped up last night. Penn State was on the road this past weekend out in lovely sunny Los Angeles, California, where they were hosted by Lincoln Riley's USC Trojans. They went out, and a Penn State fan, Lonzo, earned his black belt in trolling this weekend. See, USC, because teams are beginning to figure out, finding streams of cash money to pump into the program is kind of an important thing right now. You have got to be finding new ways to get people to give you mucho dinero. Well, USC did. USC has instituted a new program at their program. The new program, Lonzo, is this. For the low, low price of $1,400 to $1,800 per guest, you can go down to the field 60 minutes before kickoff for the low, low price of $1,400 to $1,800 per person. You can run out of the tunnel with the football team. Now, that's pretty sweet, I would say. I don't have $1,800 laying around, but if I did, I think leading the team out of the tunnel onto the field before a game would be dope, especially if you got to do it before a major conference showout. So, USC collected the money. USC brought the fans down to the tunnel, except for, great one, USC made what I would have thought was a very obvious mistake. USC did not specify that you must wear or not wear any specific color combination. And so, a young man from Pennsylvania took them up on the offer. He forked over the cash to USC to lead the team out of the tunnel. And he showed up in the tunnel, great one, adorned head to toe, top to bottom, cap to kicks, in Penn State University blue and white. He wore the Penn State cap. He wore the Penn State tank. He wore the matching blue shorts. He wore the Penn State theme kicks. And this guy said to the Trojans, whoa, 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 whoa. You never said that I had to wear Trojan cardinal and yellow to run out of the tunnel. You never said that I was or was not allowed to wear specific color combinations. So USC had to allow a fully adorned and decorated Pennsylvania State University fan to lead the Trojans out of the tunnel onto the field. That means the first guy to touch the grass when the team came out of the tunnel, the first guy to touch the grass was a Penn State fan leading the Trojans out onto the field. Fantastic work from this cat.
The only way it could have been a better troll is if he got someone else to pay for it. That's still a lot of money, dude.
I don't disagree. And it was one of those situations where I'm like, all right, bro, like you did it, but there was like 2,000 people out there and you were the only Penn State fan. And on top of that, they're going to put that $2,000 towards one of the players in their program, right? Like you gave them to, but then I turned around. I thought, all right, wait a minute. Let me think about this. This is USC we're talking about here, right? This program isn't exactly lacking in the rich and famous alumni department. This program isn't exactly cash strapped. This program isn't exactly hurting for the dinero. And while $2,000 is a lot of money to those of us who work in radio, $2,000 to folks out in California, Alonzo, is like two tanks of gas, right? Like $2,000 in California will rent you a closet for a couple of days. LA's got cash.
It's more like a couple of hours.
LA's got some cash. They ain't exactly hurting for the money out there. So $2,000, I got to think, if I'm a Penn State guy, $2,000 to run out of the tunnel ahead of the USC Trojan program to lead their team into a game with my team and to wear my colors on their face. And by the way, and here's the part. We won't learn this till later. But great, when you and me and everybody else, we both know that if you get the opportunity to lead the bad guys out onto the field, it means you get to go out onto the field. You get to stand on their grass. You get to do. You and I both know he did something else while it's out. Even if it is simple as hawking a loogie on the logo or something, right? Like reaching back down there deep and just coming up with the grossest, thickest loogie you can come up with. And hawk two in that thing right there on the midfield, you and I both know that guy did something out there, right? Like maybe you kind of kick those shoes a little hard on the ground, right? Try to leave a couple of holes in the field. Maybe you take a bit, maybe you spit out there. Maybe you bring like a good luck charm, right? Like you take like, I don't know, something little, right? I'll tell you the one that came into my brain. If I get to lead the rivals out onto their field, I'm doing my best to find myself in the middle of a group, a gathering of fans where I can be indiscriminate, where I can disappear a little bit. And great one, I'm going just full fingers to the earth if it's a natural grass field. I'm going to try to dig me a little hole and I'm going to try to take like something little, a little Penn State keychain. Maybe I find like a little Nittany Lion figurine or something, and I'm burying that SOB right there at the 50-yard line.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of if another team would do that. Let's say you were in Clemson and you were leading them down the hill and you saw a penny. So you've been over to pick the penny up in the middle of running down the hill because, you know, it's a penny. You don't want anyone to slip on the penny. I mean, something might happen if someone slipped on that penny. So you've been over and you picked up that penny, you know. Just saying.
Nefarious, malicious intent. I don't know, man.
It's a great troll, except for the fact that he paid that much money to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, again, like to you and me.
But if he's some rich kid, dad, it'd be great.
Give me
$2,000.
Based on my quick and limited research into the situation, what I understand is the dude's a real estate agent and a pretty successful one. So my bet is $2,000 for him is a drop in the bucket, right? Like he's that's not hurting him. I'll put it this way. Zoe's got enough money that he flew his ass from Pennsylvania to Los Angeles and bought tickets to one of the most highly anticipated Big Ten matchups in the calendar and was fine adding another $2K on top of that, he probably doesn't look at $2,000 like those of us in the biz look at $2,000.
Right. I don't know the answer to this, but if you give money to a collective, is that a write-off?
I believe that it is because the not all of them
is it considered charitable?
They are 501c3 organizations, so it is indeed a tax write off. So even if you want to look at it that way, it didn't really cost them anything.
Right?
It didn't really cost them anything.
And it looks good on the resume.
Yeah. So
taking care of the Utes.
What my dude has is two things. Number one, my dude now has somewhere, even if it's just. Because he did the whole thing, Zoe. He went out there and he had the camera pointed at him, and he was running down through the field, and he was like showing himself off and whatever. My dude now has a video of himself adorned in Penn State Nittany Lion blue and white, running onto the field at the Rose Bowl ahead of their football team. A. And B, whether or not he took advantage of it, I don't know. I kind of in a terrible way hope he did. But he had a chance to go out there and basically do almost anything he wanted to do to their field for their first Big Ten rivalry matchup. This is black belt level trolling. This is excellent work. And again, I know for a lot of us, being able to throw a couple of grand back there, like, that's a big deal. That's a thing, right? Throwing $1,800 around is a thing. If I got something that I want to come off $1,800 for, man, like, I'm running it by the wife. I'm planning it out 8, 9, 10 months in advance. Like, that's something I gotta come up with, right? If you got fly across the country to go to a football game, that was sold out months in advance kind of money. $2,000 probably ain't all that much for you, especially if it gives you the opportunity not just to make sure that the Nittany Lion blue is represented on the football field, but also to like do almost anything you want that's not going to get you arrested to their football field, right? Like, I guess you could make the argument that like, digging up a hole at the 50-yard line would be vandalism or something. But I'm pretty sure if you just like...
Could also lead to an injury. I mean, depending on how big the divot is.
Sure.
I would think they get patted down before they go out, though, you know?
I mean, honestly, dude, like, I'm pretty sure. I could sneak a little, like, 1-inch Nittany Lion action figure, like a keychain, right? Like, what are they going to do? I got a keychain. You got a Penn State? Yeah, I got a Penn State keychain. I'm a Penn State fan. I got my Penn State keys on a Penn State keychain for sure. And then I'm going to go out there and I'm going to stand in a circle, right? I'm going to find a big, big gathering of people. I'm going to stand right in the middle. And when they're all looking in a different direction, you know, at the flyover or the fireworks or the national anthem or whatever, I'm going to take my heel. I'm going to, son of a gun. I'm going to dig me a little hole. And I'm going to plant that Nittany Lion action figure. I'm going to plant that keychain right there on the fitty. I am going to see if I can come up with the curse of Rob Brown. I'm going to see if I can curse the field. I'm going to see if I can bury a little Penn State action under the 50 and see if I can curse the field while I'm out there. I'm just saying, dropping $2,000.
Case, you may know some voodoo people, so you might.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I might have to get on the horn. I might have to get on the horn down in New Orleans, Louisiana, call a voodoo shop that's down there on Market. Be like, hey, Miss Voodoo Priestess Lady, I need some help. What's the best way to enact some negative gree-gree on some folks? All right? She'd be like, you need to get real close to Lincoln Riley and you need to pluck one strand of his hair. All right? And then I'm going to tell you how to make. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just saying, if I get an opportunity to run onto the field of a rival. Hey, you know, Penn State ain't USC's direct rival. If I can run onto the field of a rival and I can do something, $2,000 don't feel all that bad. $2,000 don't feel all that bad. I might come up with it in that spot. That's unreal. I promise you, by the way, that's never going to happen again. I promise you, USC, before the end of the first quarter, rolled out their new protocol on that. You want to come out here? You're wearing red and yellow. You want to come out here? You're rocking Trojan gear, all right? You want to come out here? There's a thing going around now. A lot of the NFL teams are doing this now. Great one where if you want to, sold out games they know are going to be sold out. If there are sold out games, a lot of the teams, when you go to buy tickets, will demand that your credit card have a zip code that's within the footprint of the team, right? I think if I recall correctly, I think Carolina did this last year. Like if you wanted to buy a ticket to a sold out game, you had to have a credit card whose zip code was somewhere in the footprint of the team before you were allowed to buy a ticket. I'd be willing to bet they probably do something like this. Like, hey, if you just want to donate to the NIL, you can do it from anywhere. But if you want to give over the cash to run out onto the field, you got to be an LA guy. You got to be a California guy. And when you show up, here's a dress code. Trojan shirts only. Maybe don't run out on the field wearing the gear, the merch of the team that we are about to play. Not a vibe. Not a vibe.
Maybe someone thought that he was a member of their staff or something who just got lost.
This dude is in a straight up beach tank top.
No, oh, is he?
Yeah. This guy's in a straight up beach tank top. There is no shame in this man's game. It's honestly impressive. Like I looked at it. The video came up. He put the video on the social media yesterday. Or the day before. And I'm like, that's black belt levels trolling right there, man. Like that's just exceptional work. You got not just on the field, which is one thing. There's a lot of visiting fans end up on the field. You know, like the family of the quarterback can come down there. Coaches' wives can be down, whatever. There's folks on the field. This dude didn't just get on the field, great one. This dude led USC into battle carrying the regimental colors of the bad guys. That's phenomenal work. Good on this cat. All right, we'll talk some more college football as the show rolls on. My name is Rob Brown, the great Milanzo and the ones and twos. The Rob Brown show rolls on next. It is the Fan Upstate.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got our first frost warning of the season for tomorrow. Guess it's gonna be a little chilly tomorrow around the upstate of South Carolina. The frost warning, it is gonna drop into the upper 40s overnight tonight. And then tomorrow, so a low of 41. I'm not saying football season's here, but like it is.
Mister, they should dome every stadium. What's that have to do with football season then?
Listen, I like the cold. I like the cold a lot. I don't even mind football in colder weather. What I'm saying is, if it gets to the point that going to a football game doesn't cost an arm and a leg from the bank account, it costs a finger or a toe, literally, you're not playing your best football anymore. That's not your best. You cannot play your best football when you have, hey, if you forget to put a glove on, you'll lose a nub. Temperatures outside.
So all that work you did on the motorcycle, are you driving it in the morning?
Not if it's 40 degrees, no. Absolutely not. I'll tell you why I got the motorcycle ready. I got the motorcycle ready because it's 62 in the afternoons. I will throw on the leather and the face mask. I get this. You remember the old Shield face mask that had the skull on it?
Yeah.
I got one of those. Super dope.
Do you have like leather gloves?
Yep. Or,
okay.
Not right. Just the leather gloves, but I got the leather gloves that have the touch sensitivity finger thing on it. So I don't even have to take my, if I got to stop and use the phone, I don't have to take the glove off and just swipe on the phone with it. All right. I am all out.
That's
I got
cool.
The I got the
I for
got,
a second I thought you said, I thought the phone was built into your glove.
No, but, that'd be super yeah. Cool. I do have I got my helmet. I got the full cage helmet. My helmet's got Bluetooth speakers built into it, right? So I got the cruising tunes available.
So you're not the guy at the red light who has his full on radio up on while he's riding his Goldwing and everyone can hear it for 3 miles away.
Not yet, but I do want what they call the bat. I do want a bat shield on the front of my bike now. I never liked them. I never liked them, but I went yesterday to a funeral of a young lady who was in a motorcycle club down in Anderson, and they had a parade. They had like 200 bikes that escorted her from the chapel to the cemetery. And when I watched, there was this dude that rolled by. Now I've been riding for 10 years now, 12 years now, and I've never wanted one. I always liked the low profile look, right? Now I got a big bike. I got a VTX 1300. That's Honda's version of a Harley Davidson Fat Boy Road King, right? This is a big bike, but I got it low profile. The guy I bought it off of had dropped it a little bit. I don't have any like accessories, no bat wing, no bat. I got a backrest on it for the lady, and I got saddlebags on it so that I can tote my stuff around. All right. But it's not like a high profile bike. Yesterday this dude rolls by, so and he's got a bat wing, which is that big chunky piece that goes over the front wheel with the windshield on it. He's got on his a center console screen for his GPS, a full touchscreen off to the side for his radio, for his audio, so he can Bluetooth to his phone. It can pick up radio signals, whatever. And he's got a speaker system. I talked to him about it for a minute. He's got the tweeters up top and the woofers down in the bottom. He's like, dude, when I'm driving, I can listen to my radio. Sounds like I got headphones in. That's how loud this thing goes. And immediately I was like, I'm going to be poor, but I'm going to have a real nice motorcycle while I am. Real nice. It is super slick. Anyway, I will ride.
When you get to that point, why not drive a car, though? I mean, I guess everything else is still open.
I can't explain it. It's one of those things. You know how there's just some things in life that it's like, dude, you get it or you don't, right? Like, why do you like this thing? And you're like, I can't explain. You either like it or you don't. Getting on two wheels, having the clean air, getting into those turns and being able to lean down. Like, there is something that is, and I know it's cliche.
By the way, I've ridden dirt bikes before. I've just never really rode on the road before.
There is something that is inexplicably freeing and liberating about getting up on two wheels. I don't know how to explain it. It just is. But to circle this thing back around to where we started, there is nothing freeing and liberating about riding up on two wheels when it's below 50 degrees outside. And even in the 50s, I'll go ride with you in the 50s if I like you a lot, right? Like the dad-in-law rides. When he texts, if it's like 52, 53, and he's like, yo, we're going up into the hills, do you want to go? Yeah, I'll go with him. I like him. I'll go with him.
Yeah, but you have to anyway, because you don't want to get labeled.
Oh, no. I have said no. He wanted to go out one time last year, and it was like 44. And I was like, nope. I like you, Boston. I appreciate the invite. I don't like you that much.
You don't think it was a test? He really wasn't going? You just wanted to see if you'd say yes?
No. Okay. No, right. No, he ain't that. I was just like, no. No. Nope, not a chance. He's like, hey, put on your cold weather gear. I'm like, bro. I have my cold weather gear on not to ride. I just have it on. I'm just wearing it because it's cold. I'm not going 50 with no windshield on it. Now, that is the other thing. You put a windshield, kind of cuts out on the wind. But, man, there's just something freeing about it. But, no, there is a difference between doing a thing when it is a lovely autumnal afternoon and doing a thing when it is cold outside, right?
So if you had a chance to ride with Norman Reedus and Keanu Reeves, like through the Appalachian Mountains.
See,
in December, you would say no.
Keanu Reeves is a man. Okay? Norman Reedus is a bro too. But Keanu Reeves is a man. Keanu Reeves is not a dude that is going to say, be a man, tough it out. Yeah, you gotta suck it up, buttercup. Be a man, tough it out. He's going to go, no, this is dumb. It's cold. It's uncomfortable. Doing a thing that is meant to be fun in a way that prevents it from being fun kind of makes the thing pointless. If you are going to jump on the back of a bike or you're going to strap up the Riddle helmet and go lay some lumber, doing it at a spot where it is too cold to humanly enjoy kind of takes the point away from it. Last year, Chiefs-Dolphins, since that is a big crux of this conversation, last year, you had two wide-open offenses that could have played a game with an over-under of 70. And instead, I didn't watch a football game. I watched two groups of 53 men doing their best not to die. It's not fun. That game was not fun. And it wasn't just because your Chiefs clobbered the ever-loving you-know-what out of Miami. It wasn't fun because the game that could have been absolutely electrifying with those two offenses stank. It stank. I can't expect Tyreek to break a nine route and catch one off the top when he can't feel his fingers or his toes. Do you think you got the best version of that? No. And when you create an environment, this is not where this segment was supposed to be. When you create an environment in which the best athletes can't do their best athleting, you're not getting the best athleticism. You're not getting the best game. So whether it's riding a motorcycle, which I'm very excited to do, I'm actually going to go home this afternoon and test drive it a little bit. I took it around the neighborhood yesterday. I put about 10 miles under the wheels yesterday just to make sure it was good. I'm going to take it out on the big road today. Whether it's riding a bike or watching football or playing football, when it gets to the point that ice is no longer for margaritas, but it's just part of the game's not fun anymore. Go out there and man it up. No. I didn't pay Tyreek Hill $250 million to stand on the sideline trying not to freeze his cojones off, man. Let him play football. So, yes, dome every stadium. I said what I said. Texas said, Mac said, yeah, I'm not doing the too cold. It is not fun at all, no matter what the activities. Yeah, riding a motorcycle, playing football, watching football. It's not fun if there's a chance that my nether regions invert from freezing. Get me? Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Yeah, that's my bad. The Rob Brown Show continues. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, the great one, Lonzo, with you here on the show. Be a part of the radio broadcast. The renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone available. 844-FANFONE. That's 844-326-3663. You can text us 71307. 71307. Start your text with fan, F-A-N, and we'll read them on the air. You can tweet me at the one too many Aaron Rodgers' old jokes. Lonzo's had to go to the reading glasses, the spectacles, to see his own handwriting.
They're trifocals. I mean,
even better.
So, even better. Yeah. It worked, though.
My eyes work weirdly at three different places.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It worked, though. Now I know what I wrote.
Got a few more minutes here in this hour of the show. Let's do the audio blitz, the top audio we've picked up from the past few hours in the world of social media. And it can be a little bit of anything and everything. Not all of it going to be sports. This one flabbered my gasted. All right. Al Pacino. You may have heard of Al Pacino. Al Pacino is kind of a gruff dude. Love Al Pacino. Love Al Pacino.
They had him
movies.
On the Video Game Awards one year, and he's, I don't know why I'm here. It was great.
Al Pacino. I love Al Pacino. Al Pacino was doing an interview on a podcast the other day. And at one point, he pulled out his cell phone. I don't know what he was doing. I don't particularly care. All I care about is that Al Pacino pulled out his cell phone and the host of this podcast stopped the podcast to ask about Al Pacino's phone case. Now,
by the way, you and I would have stopped to ask him about this phone case too. I just
didn't
see this a couple minutes ago.
Correct.
So.
I'm just going to say this. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to take the wildest guess you can take about the character, the motif of Al Pacino's phone case. All right? I want you to get it in your brain. What's the weirdest thing Al Pacino could have on his phone case? And I promise you, you won't get it. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lock in your guesses. Here's Al Pacino explaining Al Pacino's phone case. I said, Shrek? Wow.
You got to understand something about daughters. When they do that stuff, it's my daughter did that for me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just gonna. I mean, my daughter did a bunch of stuff like that even now if she does it, it's my daughter did it for
me. Yeah. Listen, I'll tell you right now. I don't have a kid. I got a nephew. All right. Ain't my kid. Ain't my daughter. I got a nephew. My nephew gives me a gift every time he comes to visit. One of the gifts he gave me last time, he thought it was the funniest damn thing in the world. He found fridge magnets, Lonzo, that are dog's butts, all right? So you stick the magnet and it's like a dog butt sticking out of your fridge. He put those magnets on my fridge Christmas 2 years ago. He thought it was the funniest thing in the world. They're the only magnets on my fridge. Everything that gets stuck to the fridge has a dog butt coming out of it because my nephew thought it was the funniest damn thing in the world, and so do I.
You sure your brother didn't put him up to it?
No, I was with him when he saw him.
Okay.
Lost his mind.
Okay.
He's like, Uncle Rob, look, they're magnets, but they're dog's butts. And I'm like, you, Lewis, are absolutely correct. That's the funniest magnet I've ever seen in my life. And he goes, can I put them on your fridge? And I said, they'll stay there forever. 2 years down the pipe. Those are the only magnets. I get it, is all I'm saying. I just love, and I'm good with the reason why, but I just love that Al Pacino has a Shrek phone case. It's spectacular. All right.
James on the stream says they have cat butt magnets on his refrigerator. So,
Lou thought the dog butts were hilarious. Lou is right.
I mean, how can you tell it's the butt of a... I mean, is the tail still...
It's a dog. It's literally the back half of a dog.
So the
it's not just
tail.
Like the... It's just not like... It's not like the...
Like, that's what I'm trying to...
Yeah, it's,
I'm
like, the,
to
it's
visualize,
like the back half of a dog.
And I don't want to look it up.
It's like the back half of a Doberman, a Dachshund, a Dalmatian.
Okay,
All right. You can tell. You can even tell what kind of dog it is. But it's just the back half. It's just out of a three-dimensional dog butt coming right at you. And he said, I think this is really funny. And I said, you're damn right it is. We're buying them and they're staying on my fridge forever. And now what? You know, I FaceTime with the nephew, you know, once a week or so. We catch up or whatever. And about once a month, he'll go, are the dog butts on your fridge still? You're damn right they are. They're never coming off. So I get the reason Al Pacino has a Shrek phone case. I just love 84-year-old Al Pacino at some point sitting in a room with Scorsese, who's hitting him up to see if he wants to play the Don in the next Mafia movie. And he's like, yeah, Martin, hang on. Let me take this phone call. And one of the most notorious gangster, mobster, badass actors of all time pulls out his Shrek phone to take his call from his agent. That's phenomenal. Hey, Nick Sirianni, we talked about him earlier this week. Head coach of the Eagles. You know, they stink. We're in a fight. They barely beat the Cleveland Browns, and Nick Sirianni started talking smack to his own fans. Damian Woody had some thoughts for him on ESPN. Get the hell out of here.
Wow, what a made-up TV rant.
Get the hell out of here.
What a made-up TV rant that
was. He's 100% spot on.
No. He was basically smiling when he was talking to the crowd.
No, he was.
Yeah,
Sirianni?
I saw it. Yeah,
do you understand how trash talk works?
Yeah, that's, well.
I want to laugh at you when I call you a dork-ass loser.
All right, I don't have a problem with it. It is just like, we have nothing else to talk about. Oh,
look.
He yelled at the Philadelphia crowd. Who were yelling at him? It's Philadelphia. That's not unusual.
There is even Philadelphia. And you know, well, if you don't know how I feel about Philadelphia sports fans, I despise them. All right? Just like as people. All right? With all due respect to our Philadelphia fans. Philadelphia fans as individuals, great people. Philadelphia fans in numbers greater than one, hate them. Can't stand them. Can't stand better. They are the worst fan base in America as a large group. All right? They just are. Can't stand them.
But I can think of another one, but anyway.
I have a certain level of expectations out of my head coach. Having fun? Sure. Having fun? Sure. Turning around and all but flipping the double bird at your own fans. My man, you are the reason this team's bad. You were last year. You are again this way. You beat the Browns. You know, if they went in and knocked off the Chiefs, if the Chiefs came to town and they knocked off the Chiefs, I'd be like, all right, at least I understand it. It's the Browns, for God's sakes. The team that the Patriots are saying there, but for the grace of the football gods go I.
All right, so those Philadelphia fans, those good-natured, those wonderful human beings, were so offended by Nick Sirianni and what he did. They're not going to be there at the next
home
game. Doesn't
matter. There are levels of expectations out of your leadership, and Sirianni is providing them neither on or off the field right now.
Yeah,
let me put it this
made
way.
Made up rant.
No, it's rant. Not. I can't imagine living in your world where nobody's
scripted.
Genuine. No one's ever genuine in Lonzo's world. It's just everybody's on a script. Even me, I'm on a script.
Well, I helped to write that script. So I'm not aware of it.
I know. You guys, by the way, give me all the Emmys. I'm a tremendous actor. Nailing the script every day. The Iowa Hawkeyes played a game this weekend, and nobody cares who they played or what the score was. They care about the fact that a field goal ripped through the end zone, and a fan went to catch it, and the alligator armed it, and he took a football straight to the noggin. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye radio team went and found that guy in-game, and we're like, bro, you okay?
I will say he is not a true representative of Iowa fans, because I know Iowa fans, and the Iowa fans that I know, they not only would they have caught that ball, they would have one-handed it. I mean, I know two Iowa fans in the building, and they definitely would have one-handed that thing.
Boss, he's not really kissing your butt. It's a script. It's a work. It's a work. He's faking it. He scripted it.
All right, let's face it. The downstairs boss, it would have went over his head. But I mean, you know, there's
okay,
that.
Now he's definitely not kissing your butt. Clearly.
He was messing with me yesterday during the pictures. I'm just messing back.
This past weekend, Mark Sanchez was on the call for the Carolina Panther football contest. And towards the end of the game, they were having a conversation about, you know, why do you bench BY? What do you expect, Bryce Young? What should Bryce be doing during this time as a bench warmer in order to give him a chance to succeed in the National Football League? And Mark Sanchez had a fine take at the absolute worst possible time. Sanchez says, I think BY needs to take some time and watch Andy Darnold, a true prophet. Interception back the other way for
it's not Andy Darnold, but that's what I mean. That's pretty.
It might as well have been.
Yeah,
it might as well have been.
No,
it could have been,
man.
Sam.
Yeah, come on.
It could have been Andy. It could have been Baker.
Sam Darnold's like leading the NFL. I mean, you can't be.
That's my point.
On Sam. We were watching this when he said that, and Cameron looked at me. I was like, butt fumble guy.
Butt fumble guy. I literally asked Lonzo when I was uploading this audio. I'm like, is that the butt fumble of commentary? It is, right? When you are about to hand the flowers to, you know, he needs to sit there and watch a true professional like Andy picked. That's the butt fumble of commentary. And I will tell you, you do play-by-play long enough, it's going to happen. You're going to be one of my favorite calls of all time was when J.J. Redick was at Duke and he was chasing the most consecutive free throws made title, right? He made something like 7,000 free throws in a row. And he's playing. It was Duke, North Carolina. It's in the, I don't know, late second half. And J.J. Redick gets fouled. He's genuinely made like 100 consecutive free throws, right? And he's a couple away from setting the all-time record for most consecutive free throws made. And Dick Vitale's on the call. And Vitale's like, oh, no, J.J. Redick, he's going at string music. He can't miss. But clank. And Dick Vitale, and I don't know why this is like a core memory for me, but Dick Vitale, louder than he's ever Dick Vitale'd in his life, into the mic goes, oh no, JJ, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, baby. It was hilarious. Because this dude just spent 30 seconds gassing up the fact that JJ don't miss. And JJ immediately, not like hits the first one, misses the second. And not like misses a free throw. Like clangs a free throw. Like the sound reverberated in the gym clanged a free throw. Oh, JJ, I'm so sorry. It was incredible. And Sanchez, you do it long enough, it's going to happen to you. But Sanchez has it happen on damn national television. A true professional like Andy Dahl. Come on! Incredible moment there. Also, an incredible 60 seconds coming up with the Sports Flash.
My Iowa comment was dead on because he just pulled in. So I know he was listening. Yesterday, Garrett Cole tossed six innings, gave up two, and struck out four in a 6-3 New York Yankees win over the Cleveland Guardians that gave the Bronx Bombers a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series. The series resumes tomorrow night in Cleveland. The NLCS continues tonight with the Dodgers at the Mets. The Davante Adams saga concluded yesterday when the Las Vegas Raiders sent the wide receiver to the New York Jets in return for a conditional third-round pick that could become a second if Adams makes the Pro Bowl. The trade reunites Adams with quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who played with him in Green Bay. Carolina Hurricanes netted their first win of 2024 season yesterday with a 4-2 win over the New Jersey Devils. Tune in this Friday at 7 p.m. as Burns Rebels head to Eastside to take on the Eagles. It's Burns versus Eastside right here on The Fan. Upstate.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.